This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Homeland Security says this is not expected to be a big thing. A Russian ransomware gang has breached some federal agencies. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The head of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, describes the hacking campaign as short, opportunistic, and caught quickly. The C10P ransomware syndicate is among the world's most prolific. A senior CISA official says they've seen no evidence to suggest coordination between C10P and the Russian government. Neither the U.S. military nor intelligence community has been affected. Ben Thomas, Washington.
China's government is calling a report by a U.S. security firm far-fetched and unprofessional. It blames Chinese-linked hackers for attacks on hundreds of public agencies, schools, and other targets around the world. Thousands of people lost power in that fierce storm that blew through Texas. A tornado ripped through the town of Perryton yesterday, killing three people, including one who died in a direct hit by the storm, say officials. The AP's Donna Warder.
Emergency officials say at least one person was killed in a mobile home park that took a direct hit in the Thursday afternoon storm. The cleanup has begun in the Texas town of 8,000, located just south of the Oklahoma line. Video from TV station KVII showed flattened structures, destroyed vehicles, and debris scattered everywhere. And Perryton residents are still trying to process the widespread destruction.
Authorities in Canada will be trying to find out why this happened. A bus carrying seniors to a casino collided with a semi on a highway in Manitoba, killing 15 people. More money to expand internet access to places where there are gaps. $930 million more, says the Commerce Department. Parts of Texas and Alaska included. This is AP News. Valuables stolen over years and years and years. And now,
federal authorities have announced charges against nine people for thefts of millions of dollars worth of paintings and other valuables. Officials say nine World Series rings and two MVP plaques belonging to the late Yogi Berra were taken along with significant artwork like a Jackson Pollock painting. The U.S. Attorney for the Middle District of Pennsylvania said the thefts took place over more than two decades at 20 different museums and institutions across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and North Dakota. Eight of the alleged thieves have turned themselves in, while one is now considered a fugitive. I'm Shelley Adler.
Amazon's cut the ribbon on the first phase of its new headquarters complex in Crystal City, Virginia. The project includes a park, a dog run, and a playground. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.